Glucosamine for osteoarthritis pain, benefits and side effects. If you have osteoarthritis, you know how difficult it is to live with this condition. Fortunately, various coping management strategies can make the pain more bearable, and that includes taking supplements like glucosamine. Many people swear by its efficiency. However, do you know exactly what glucosamine is? Or if there are benefits or side effects? Or if it is even effective at minimizing osteoarthritis pain? Here are some of the answers to the questions you might have. What is glucosamine? Glucosamine is a natural compound found in your body. It produces a molecule called glycosaminoglycan, which is responsible for building and repairing cartilage, a connective tissue that protects the bones and the joints. As you grow older, your cartilage starts to deteriorate. It causes tissue damage, pain, and inflammation, which are the most common symptoms of osteoarthritis. This is in large part due to the effects of decreased production of glucosamine as you age. That's why many people turn to glucosamine supplements to manage the symptoms of conditions like osteoarthritis. You can find glucosamine in tablet and capsule form. Glucosamine for supplements is derived from the shells of crustaceans and is also created synthetically. Is glucosamine effective at managing osteoarthritis pain? Many people suffering from osteoarthritis of the knee or hip take glucosamine supplements to improve their mobility and flexibility, as well as reduce pain. Although additional research is needed to back up claims, several studies report positive findings. Glucosamine sulfate salts, for instance, have been reported to relieve joint pain after being used daily for 6 months. Other studies showed similar results for patients who took the supplement daily for at least 3 years. Research also showed that taking glucosamine sulfate orally may help slow down knee joint degeneration. However, more studies are required to quantify its benefits and how effective it is in managing osteoarthritis pain. Glucosamine is also used to treat or prevent other health problems, such as diabetes, inflammatory bowel disease, and temporomandibular joint disorder. But as previously mentioned, more studies are required to prove its degree of effectiveness. Glucosamine for TMJ and low back pain relief. A study published in the Journal of Research in Pharmacy Practice noted glucosamine's efficiency at relieving pain associated with temporomandibular joint osteoarthritis, TMJ. However, glucosamine didn't show any positive effect when used by people suffering from chronic lower back pain, according to research published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Furthermore, some studies on glucosamine showed positive results in limiting the triggers of irritable bowel syndrome and improving the knee's ability to move more freely after an injury. Even though more research is required to establish glucosamine's efficiency in relieving osteoarthritis pain, people take glucosamine sulfate supplements not only for osteoarthritis, but for other health conditions such as heart disease, AIDS, HIV, multiple sclerosis, and interstitial cystitis. What are the side effects of glucosamine? Some glucosamine supplements are sourced naturally from the shells of shrimps, lobsters, and other shellfish, while others are made of synthetic ingredients. You shouldn't take glucosamine supplements if you are allergic to shellfish, unless you're taking one that contains a non-shellfish source. Apart from the allergy risk, other potential side effects are mild, such as heartburn, nausea, indigestion, bloating, diarrhea, constipation. In rare cases, you may experience increased heart rate and blood pressure, palpitations, vomiting, skin reactions, drowsiness. Just like other supplements, not everyone can take glucosamine. You should consult your doctor first if you have health conditions such as asthma, high cholesterol, glaucoma, and high blood pressure. If you are glucose intolerant or diabetic, again, talk to your doctor first before taking glucosamine because it has an effect on the body's glucose levels. If you are scheduled to undergo surgery, you need to stop taking glucosamine at least 2 weeks before the operation. Lastly, glucosamine is presently contraindicated for women who are breastfeeding or pregnant since more studies are required to prove that it's safe to use. you should avoid glucosamine. If you're taking blood-thinning drugs and certain cancer medications, such as adriamycin, vepicid, and daunorubicin. If you have blood and circulation problems, it's necessary to monitor your blood pressure when taking glucosamine. Glucosamine may offer health benefits to some people, particularly those who are suffering from osteoarthritis pain. Your healthcare provider may recommend other methods, such as low-impact exercises, instead of or in conjunction to help relieve pain.